Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 5, verses 2 to 6. Inside Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, was the Pool of Bethesda, with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" I've always loved spending time in Jerusalem, but it's often impossible to know exactly where the events we read about in the Gospels took place. However, we know where the Pool of Bethesda is, and you can still see a part of it adjacent to St. Anne's Church near St. Stephen's Gate. The pool had a long reputation for being a place of healing. But Jesus met a man who'd been ill for an extremely long time. Jesus asked the man if he'd like to get well. On first hearing, this might sound a rather callous question. Surely the answer was obvious. Who wouldn't want to be healed if they've been sick for 38 years? It is, however, a profoundly caring and important question. No doubt the man's sickness had become an integral part of his personality. For many years, I suffered with a very bad back, and the typical greeting I'd received during those years was, "Hi, Jonathan, how's your back?" As soon as people saw me, they thought of my back because it was such a major part of my identity for those years. Jesus' question showed a deep respect for the man. He needed to make the decision of whether or not he was willing for his life to be turned around. If he was healed, his life would be completely different from that day forward. The Lord still comes to us with that same question. He can give us his forgiveness, his peace, and his joy, but he will ask us whether we want to receive them. Perhaps we're so used to living with unforgiveness, tension, and joylessness that we wouldn't cope with his gifts. I thank God that he doesn't steamroller his way into our lives, but asks us if we want his help. So let me ask you the all-important question. Would you like God to bless your life? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your sensitivity and grace. We ask you to come into our lives afresh and give us your blessings. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.